Hey guys, my name is Lucas Rambo, and I'd love to share with y'all my faith journey in high school. God's Spirit has been at work in my life ever since I believed in Christ when I was 13, but high school was a season where head knowledge became heart knowledge. I've been surrounded by the gospel as long as I can remember, and have been in a small group at Watermark since sixth grade. I was a church kid who knew the church answers and wanted to be perceived by others as a good kid, but I was still a slave to pornography, maintaining the image of a good kid and pleasing others around me, but was trying to fix myself apart from God. And until my junior year of high school, I continued to think that my way was better than God's way. My life changed when I joined a community group. Authentically confessing my sins opened my eyes to how wicked of a sinner I was, and others authentically confessing their sins made me realize how similar they were to me. Titus 3:3 says, "At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another." That was me. I was broken, but I couldn't handle the unending cycle of guilt and shame brought on by trying to fix pornography and pleasing others on my own. Titus 3:4-5 goes on to say, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. So I accepted God's free gift of grace and trusted in Jesus. I have found the most freedom in finding my identity in Christ because I don't have to find value in living for anyone or to anyone's standards except for his. I'm still far from perfection, battling temptation and sin, but I know Jesus has taken my sin on the cross, and I'm willing to turn away from sin and repent. If my story resonates with you right now, I challenge you to find like-minded Christians, live authentically with these people, and trust that God's way is better than your own. And read your Bible. My prayer for Shoreline tonight is that the light of Jesus will transform hearts in and out of this room. Thank you.